Margo and Dan on Triple M.
Welcome. It's the Tuesday edition of the Marto, Margo and Dan podcast. I'm Dan, by the way. This is Margo.
Hello.
Oh, here's Marto.
Hey, listen, we were talking Bowser Slip.
Say hello.
That'd be rude.
Oh, what do you mean?
Who's this?
Just introduce yourself and say hello first.
Hi, Marto.
There's people that haven't listened before and they're new and they're like, who the hell is Marto?
Where have you all been?
Hi, Marto.
Listening to Hamish and Andy's podcast.
Because I am the Rum Lord.
Thank you. Just introduce yourself.
Listening to a true crime podcast, perhaps.
How are our podcast listens going? No one's told me lately.
What do you listen to? Do you listen to a podcast?
Nope.
No, me neither. Do you listen to any podcasts?
Yeah, I'll get around. Look, the big one people know is Joe Rogan from time to time. I'll listen.
You listen to Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Doesn't that go for hours?
Yeah, I skip through a lot of them. Sometimes he has nutbags on. He is a nutbag, but that's part of why I love him.
How long does our podcast normally go for?
An hour?
40 minutes?
Yeah.
45 minutes. Oh, shit, does it? Yeah. No ads?
No, there's ads in here.
Corey was listening to a podcast the other day while he was gurneying the pavers and he was giggling away to himself. And I said, what got his attention? I said, what are you listening to? Yeah. He said, here, put one in, and he gave me one of his earbuds.
Yeah.
And I was, this was my face.
Yeah, not as funny.
Not as funny.
41?
No, it was Alpha Males. Oh. Is it just a bunch of bogan blokes that live up in the mines?
They just swear a lot.
We got the chocolates
is another Aussie one that gets a lot of listens. Speaking of ads, we should just quickly play an ad right now.
We're the dolphins and we're not splashing around.
Hey, hey.
Sponsoring the podcast.
We're too busy swimming. Thanks,
guys.
Allegations, they're muscling in and stealing things off the Broncos. Terrible stuff. Hey, I watched a TV show. Can you remind me tomorrow on our proper show, not the podcast? What was the one? It was like Love on a Spectrum. Love on the Spectrum, and I believe it was made by the same person.
The Big Miracles?
Better Date Than Never. The special kiddies and stuff and
that's cute.
A little Down syndrome girl, and we've grown up with
I'd love you to tell your story about your Down syndrome girl.
Oh, she's so good. She made my children better people.
Yeah.
Our little Down syndrome neighbour. But it was a girl like her and it was a first date. And after the date, she's giving him the brush off, going, nah. So it was her first date in a whole life.
They're very sexual, aren't they, Down syndrome people?
When they're younger,
they
used to do some special ed and they were very rubby-dubby, yes. Can we talk about that on the show tomorrow? This show is really good. Better Date Than Never.
Beautiful.
And they're people who have never been on a date before.
Millie Boyle, the former Brisbane Broncos player, now plays for the Newcastle Knights. She has a Down syndrome sister.
What does she?
And she features really heavily on her Instagram. And I just love watching the relationship.
The joy
that they
of
have
Downsies.
Together.
There's, of course, Stevie Payne as well.
Michelle Payne's brother.
They're so full of joy. And to watch the mother of Olivia, the Down syndrome, I'll talk about it tomorrow. But the mother just laughs the whole time. She just, they are so, she goes, they don't see obstacles.
No, they're so happy.
Imagine
not seeing
an obstacle in your life.
I haven't seen Love on the Spectrum, but what I hear is the lack of filter.
Oh.
You know, they're just like that, not for me after the date. Like you said, she just went, not for me.
You're not for me.
Just that brutal honesty is so endearing a lot of the time.
Anyway, sorry, can we make sure we do that tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'd love to talk about that. It made me almost cry. What were we talking about today? Bowser slip-ups. Here you go on the burner phone.
Kerry, I begged my husband to let me drive his new Hilux so I could pick up the Christmas shopping. Everything was going well until I put petrol.
Oh, Jesus, Kerry.
Instead of diesel into the car. $280 to get the car towed, $1,700 to get the engine flush and seals replaced and a lifetime of never living it down.
How much did the divorce lawyer cost you, Kerry? I'll tell you what, you'd let her go.
What about Aiden, Marta?
I was filling up a plastic fuel jerry can and didn't realise the nozzle had created a seal in the jerry can. So when it blew out the nozzle,
it got pressurised.
How good's a vacuum? It launched fuel up and completely drenched me in fuel. That is so good. Where's the lighter?
0484101045. If you ever want to get in touch on the burner phone, we're talking about how many fines you've copped.
We were absolutely not endorsing disobeying the road rules.
And we were certainly not saying if you get a fine to lie on an affidavit to pass the points off onto anyone else, that's illegal, you'll go to jail.
Yeah.
No one admitted that on the show today. You won't hear that in the podcast.
What about Chris from Forest Lake? Can we
go,
do this?
Go.
I remember being in the car with Dad as a kid when a police officer pulled him over and asked, do you know why I pulled you over, sir? Dad replied, yeah, mate, I didn't have my seatbelt on. The cop then proceeded to say, no, sir, I pulled you over for doing 55 in a 40 zone and ended up giving Dad a ticket for both infringements. Moral of the story, lie, lie, lie.
He's dobbed himself in.
Jesus.
Have you ever snuck your seatbelt on?
No.
After seeing a copper, no, hoping that you got away with it.
Because I always wear my seatbelt.
There's nothing more.
I always wear my seatbelt too.
Are you admitting
what are you
to
doing?
Just the old little slide.
What's happening here?
But do you think they're idiots?
Yes. I'm just hoping they didn't see or weren't looking.
Why don't you just chuck it on when you get in the car? Why?
When I was younger, you know, too busy.
Oh, rebel.
Do you know in the old days you didn't have to wear seatbelts?
No, I know. That's exactly right.
There weren't seatbelts in cars.
And there were no car accidents.
And Dad used to...
That's because there were less cars,
Dad used to have a durry.
Shut up, Daniel.
Dad used to have a durry in the car.
Yeah. I've got an IQ of 136. How smart I am.
Oh, it was so much better back in the old days when we used to die of polio. Let's go back then. That was awesome.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
It's been a year now that they've had the mobile phone and seatbelt cameras up and they've released a few of the details.
Don't
of what
talk to me about it, Marto.
Why not?
Oh, well, we got one in the mail this week. Seatbelt passenger. One of the kids had the seatbelt on, clicked in, but the chest strap tucked under the armpit of the arm. Corey, because he was driving,
that'd be
$1,000, four points.
Same as your phone,
and
right?
And I say to them, because I always say, put your seatbelts on. They're
properly
watching. And they're like, oh, who's watching? And now I can go, look, they're watching.
And they would have said, well, I had it on. Doesn't matter.
You've got to have it across your chest.
They've released some of the details, you're one of them, but they didn't release your details.
They're literally everywhere.
Yeah. Where are they? Does anyone know 133353?
This one was on the M1 at Coomera. It tells you.
Just on the M1?
M1 at Coomera, it tells you. But
they were flying along at 100 k's an hour, and that thing's good enough to pick them up.
Front seat girlfriend, her son got done, P-plater, three fines in 1 week. His license will be gone.
Well, that's 12 points if it's four and crack. That's your license.
All right, that's what I want to talk about. It can be revealed, this is in the Coomera, that in the first year the state government rolled out high tech, 10,893 individual drivers are caught more than once using a mobile phone. Uh-oh. So there's people not getting the message. This included, anyway.
Or getting the message and checking it while driving.
7,800 were caught twice. 1,700 were caught three times, 620 were busted four times, and 626 five times or more.
Oh, no.
So they've all lost their license, all of those.
Five times is 20 points.
I got done phone in my hand on my, like I just had it sitting on my leg in the car.
I would have told everyone.
Yeah, I had it on my leg in the car, $1,000, 4 points. Yeah. I can honestly say since I put a cradle in my car, I have not touched my phone whilst I'm driving. Just purely, I literally have 1 point left. I do not have the points to lose. And so it has not come out of that holder. Has absolutely worked. Who are the Muppets doing it five times and getting caught?
Well, a lot of them. There's one bloke went, here's the record, the highest number of times is 431. Would have been hit with over $31,000 in fines.
Jesus.
Is that 124 points?
Well,
Did
Dobbo go a couple of times?
He lost his license three or four times, I think he got done.
These cameras are enforced. God, blind.
31 times.
So are they mobile cameras, Margo, that look down the road and snap you in the, or are they
permanently
installed?
They're the ones up the top.
There some sneaky ones around as well? They keep moving them around at traffic lights and stuff?
I don't know. I'm always trying to look for them.
They look like a ball, apparently, and they hang off a post up quite high so they can look down at your lap.
Yes.
Check if your phone is there.
But what's the sensor that triggers the seatbelt?
It'll be AI. It'll be reading the image, same way they read your license plate. It'll be trained AI.
So there's not someone in an office going,
There would be. So the AI would do a first pass and they go, here's a bunch of pictures, and then they verify them by eye and make sure it's correct, and then boom, the fine goes out. Would be my guess.
All right. There's some company here that, you know how if you're a company, you can take the points, you know, the points don't count.
Yeah.
You get five times, so it's a $5,000 fine.
Yeah.
One company was hit with a huge 38 mobile phone fines between November 21 and October 2022. That's 38 times $5,000.
$190,000
to protect their drivers'
licenses. Businesses will start making people register their own cars. Like, they won't be able to drive company cars anymore just because reason.
They'd know who had the car at the time. They're trying to protect them by not letting them lose their license and copping the extra fine.
Hey, actually, can we talk fines with people? What have you copped? Has there been any ridiculous ones?
And how many in a short period of time?
Can we find Triple M's most?
Champion that we don't endorse?
Yes.
Let's say
of course
I'm eating some kernel, okay, and I throw, can you throw like fruit out of the window? Because that's, crows will eat that.
Decompose.
Can I throw chicken bones? I'm
littering.
Not throwing paper or anything.
The way to get, you can get out of that fine when the cop pulls you over and says, do you know why I pulled you over? You say,
did someone say KFC?
And then everyone laughs.
Just living that fried life.
$1,000 fine. Have a piece of chicken.
All right, 133353. Let's talk fines. How many have you copped in a short period of time?
Did you see the lady on the news last night? She got done picture taken from one of those cameras. She had a child in her lap and on the phone at the same time while driving on a suspended license.
Tell me, in the other hand, cigarette as well. No hands on the wheel.
Couldn't see the head because you just sort of see chest down.
I think it was just bong.
There's a ciggy involved. Yeah, maybe a shisha pipe coming from the back seat.
Can we give Troy from Coomera? How are you, mate?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, you got any of these multiple fines?
Mate, my wife, when they introduced mobile speed cameras, what, 6 or 7 years ago?
Yeah.
M1, heading to Robina every day for work, 5 days in a row. Mobile speed camera fine.
You know you can contest that, Troy, because they say you weren't given enough time in between the first fine to the last fine and everything in between to learn to change your habit.
Correct.
So did you fight those?
I know that camera. My son's gone twice on that same camera.
Yeah.
Hang on, Troy, you paid all five?
You paid all five.
No, she farmed them out, so I got one, her mum got one, her dad got one, her sister got one, and she got one.
Wait, Troy. So, Troy, you're on radio. No, that didn't happen.
She paid all five.
Troy, just say now, I absolutely didn't lie on a legal affidavit.
Yes, no.
I think it's Roy. From Capera.
Tom Gleason, the stand-up comedian, the redhead fella who does Hard Quiz, same thing happened to him. He got three fines.
Well, I rang a radio station and told them that,
never lied on an affidavit. No, three fines in a tunnel, same thing. And, got out of the two for that reason, Margo. You need time to adjust your behaviour.
I've never thought about that, legally lied on an affidavit, because you signed the back saying that was you.
Yeah, you go to jail.
What happens if you do that? Yeah, okay.
If you lie, you go to jail.
Is that just not a thing, though? Doesn't everybody do it?
I know Roy from Capera should
never have said that, but isn't that not something that people do?
Is that Rago there from Rumora?
Hey, Troy.
Rogan?
Hey, Troy. Did she learn the lesson after those 5 days?
Yes, thank God. But I didn't find out until the fifth one. She farmed them out before I found out.
She hasn't farmed them out, remember?
She took them all.
And,
are parents still taking them for their kids and husbands still taking them for their wives?
No, that doesn't happen.
I reckon everyone does it. If you're ringing in or messaging or letting us know that speeding and being on your phone whilst driving is bad, we are well aware.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, this guy.
You're being a Karen.
That can't, yeah.
Did a few people ring up?
Perhaps.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, we do not encourage speeding.
No.
And we do not encourage being on your phone whilst driving. We certainly don't encourage
lying on affidavits to change the fine.
Absolutely not. Forget it.
Forget what?
I don't know. Whatever slogan they're telling us.
Forget everything.
They're everywhere, isn't
that
one of
their
slogans?
But we are talking fines, and how many have you received in a short period of time?
They're everywhere.
They just keep coming and coming and coming. There's more cameras everywhere. Cannot get away with anything, as you shouldn't.
Are you allowed to throw pineapples out of your car?
You can't.
Absolutely.
Why not? We're the Sunshine State.
The note or the fruit?
What?
How much are they paying you around?
Are you moving or stopped? Are you pineappling someone's house?
Are you allowed to throw? Are you allowed to spit out of your car?
You're not allowed to do anything anymore.
Nothing.
You shouldn't be smoking in the car. You're not allowed to flick cigarette butts.
You ask our truck drivers, what about if you're driving and you've got a big smile on your face and you can't see the passenger's head?
What are you doing?
Well, I don't know. Is that a fine? Like, if you've still got your seatbelt on and you're not on your phone, yet you're receiving some, is that a fine? You ask any truck driver how many times they see that twice a day on the M1.
Do you mean sexual activity in the front seat of the car between a passenger and driver?
Duh.
Didn't you see that somebody got fined for that?
Who gets fined, the driver or the passenger?
The driver.
What's he doing wrong?
Being distracted by the passenger.
Oh, it's just like laughing at the radio.
Like Memphis, she got fined. Well, Corey got fined because Memphis wasn't wearing her seatbelt properly.
Yeah, but what happens if you're able
to find Memphis?
What about if you manoeuvring with the seatbelt still on? It'd be just like looking to
it's the distraction.
Some Skittles underneath the driver's seat.
Ian from Pacific Paradise.
Who's still eating Skittles?
Me. How good are they? Hey, Ian.
Ian, we're ashamed of you. Going? We need to preface this by saying we are ashamed of your behaviour.
We absolutely do not condone anything that you have gotten up to.
Tell Marto,
what?
Ian.
What?
No, I've got done four times in 15 minutes.
What were the offences?
Just speeding in my partner's car. Yeah. So she got the fines, I didn't, see.
Did you
happened was I went up to the shop, because I live probably about 2 minutes from the shop.
Yeah.
Got up to the shop, got fined, come back, went through the stage speed camera, got fined, forgot something, went back up, got fined, come back, got fined again.
Okay, Ian, how fast were you going in what zone?
Well, he lives 10 minutes from the shop, but he got there in two minutes, which is why he was speeding.
What, a 60 zone?
About, 60K zone doing 67.
Yeah, so what did that equal? How much
every K over is a killer.
Is that for 1 point for each offence?
Yeah.
I think it was 3 points, I think. I'm not sure.
Oh, well, I thought you got 10 as
well. Double demerit.
Did you just leave that partner and go, pushing that behind me, just walk away?
Cop that.
Yeah.
No. Oh. She just happened to mind, goes, what's all this? And I went, oh, you've been speeding again, I see.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
The mad advertising blitz that is the Brisbane Broncos has started. Front page of the Courier Mail. Dear Dolphins, Brizzy is our town. They've thrown the gauntlet down.
Foot is down.
The Broncos are throwing the gauntlet down to the Dolphins, unveiling a marketing blitz that takes direct aim at their Redcliffe-based rivals.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I've got some of it
so
here.
So the Dolphins... No, that's the old one.
Oh, sorry.
That's the old Broncos song, of course. The Broncos revealed that it will be reminding the city that is their 35-year-old club that is the heart of Brisbane. Can I remind the Broncos that the Dolphins have been going for nearly 100 years? If you didn't know, the Broncos were fabricated out of nothing. Can we remember that? In 1988, everyone was really happy. 40,000 people went to the grand final in 1987 at Lang Park, which is now Suncorp Stadium. 35,000 people there. We all sat in the outer, all ate pies.
And watched
everyone and watched Brothers play. Who the hell did Brothers play? Come on, Greg.
West or someone.
No, they didn't play West. Brothers, someone will ring me. Trevor Bailey was the captain of the Brothers team. Good mate of mine. Anyway, so...
And the Dolphins were in the mix then.
The Dolphins were in the competition.
That's right.
Everybody had their teams, and then the Broncos came in. And
then four businessmen, I'll tell the historical story one day, I'll do a podcast about it maybe. They all went overseas and went, oh, Denver Broncos sounds good, plus BR, Brisbane Broncos. Let's be they stole the idea off them. Anyway.
Margo, we're older than the Broncos, Margo and I. So it's only sort of a generation in, and it takes many generations to foster that deep-rooted
passion. So now the Broncos are feeling the pressure from the Dolphins. So now they've started a big advertising campaign, and here's their little... What do you call it?
No, not that one. Their new ad.
That one, their ad. Yeah, get their ad.
This is a city with an unbreakable spirit, and the people that live here live life without limits. And this little city is the jewel in Queensland's crown. And when people come up here, they don't want to go down. Because this is the city where the sun shines all year.
What?
Where we sing when we're winning. And we play without fear. And this is a city full of well-stocked beer fridges. Where people catch sunsets on the cantilever bridges.
Whoa. Stop this ad right now.
Hang on. The sun shines all the time. Can I just... Has that bloke ever been here in January?
Well, where's this bloke from? Because that voice isn't Brisbane at all. I don't know where it's from.
I love
from.
That they're saying we are Brisbane and they've got Adam Reynolds, who's from...
Redfern.
South. And then Reece Walsh
who's, from New Zealand.
Well, he's a Titan. He's
Kurt
a Gold
Cable
Coast boy.
Who's from Charleville. Let's keep on going through them. Who else? Oh, haven't they got... Well, Wayne...
Bromwich Brothers.
Yeah.
Right? Jared Wallace is most recently played for the Gold Coast.
No,
they're not from Redcliffe.
Oh, yeah, sorry, you're talking Bronx.
We're talking the Broncos. They're not Brisbane boys. The Dolphins have got more Brisbane in them than the Broncos do because all the staff went from the Broncos.
Wayne Bennett. The bloke who runs the joint, Terry.
Terry Reader, he's the CEO. He was over at the Broncos.
Then keep going. The fitness guy.
Crawley's over there.
Milford.
Media guy. Yeah, Trad's over there. He went from the Broncos. They all defected from the Broncos to the Dolphins. So technically, the Dolphins are more Brisbane than the Broncos are. All the players are there. Jermaine Asako, Anthony Milford, Tessie New, Wayne Bennett,
Wallace,
you said. Jared Wallace is originally a Bronco.
That's what I thought you meant.
The stadium. They got 7 games at Suncorp in Brisbane. So technically, the Dolphins...
Saying they've stolen a fair bit of Brisbane off Brisbane.
Mm.
It gets worse, guys.
In what way? We're the Dolphins.
We're not horsing around.
Up the bend.
It's Marto and Margo and Dan on Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Current affair was a slow start for Ali Langdon. We went into some deep territory, which I appreciate needs to be done.
She nabbed a few tradies late last week at the end of her first week.
Well, she's back in flying form this week. A current affair is back to where it needs to be.
Where are they going?
Here was the first story last night.
It was a viral video on TikTok that only scratched the surface of this self-appointed parking ranger's alleged behaviour. Business owner and new mum Natalie Myers captured the recording after stumbling into a stink she never saw coming.
So, this woman's parked in a street, completely legal park. It just happens to be at the front of a woman's house.
A question, yes. Are we in Sydney?
Oh, good question.
Well, are people uglier in Melbourne or Sydney? It's one of those two, obviously. So they didn't say. Was that Seb Costello covering it?
No, not Seb.
Oh, righto. No, so it wasn't necessarily Melbourne.
Yeah. I don't like when people park out the front of my house.
No, neither do I, but
it's annoying.
Especially when my bins are there. Like, don't park there because the bins are there because the rubbish guy's coming.
No bins there. You just, it's on the curb. It's metres away from her house. Okay. She just, for whatever reason, didn't like it. Margo, I understand, but would you do this?
Yep. A steaming pile of dog poo was dumped on the roof of Natalie's car.
Hold on. What? I missed something there. Did she go and collect dog poo and dump it on the roof?
It's better. She made a dog poo soup. She got boiling water, put the dog poo in it.
Hold on, in her own pot.
Mixed it up.
Hold it, in her own pot.
And then because when this woman came back, we're going to hear the audio in a sec,
what
the car was steaming and there was poo. It was like a broth.
So she boiled dog poo and put it on someone's car parked in front of a house.
Like to think she boiled water and then added the poo to it.
Do you like to think that?
Well, I don't want to think she's putting it in her kettle.
Is there a recipe? Is there page 45 of the Women's Weekly Recipe book, how to boil
a
dog poo?
Well, it'd be similar to a cane toad. You know, you put it in cold and then boil it. You wouldn't drop it in like ravioli when it's boiling already.
Do you use vegetable stock or beef?
Stop. That's enough.
Oxo, I
just recorded you still pouring boiling water over my paint job.
That wasn't boiling water.
Hot water that's still steaming.
Steaming dog shit.
Yeah.
She admitted it. So she admitted there's steaming dog shit, poured that on another person's car.
She has been to court multiple times. I think this is the third time she's been charged with, it's like, you know, harming
dog
other people's property. There's a, you know,
has she done this particular stew before?
I didn't say that she'd done this before. She's done other things. She deflated a tradie's tyre. They spoke to him. He came out. There was gaffer tape on his door handle and a sign on his window, and then his tyre was flat. And the police know about her.
And what, they can't do anything?
And keep charging it. They keep fining it. What do you do with it?
She's not paying the fines, is she, obviously?
Do you take her to jail? Imagine being in a cell with her. What's for dinner tonight? Dog shit stew.
Remember the old one where you used to wrap dog shit up in a piece of paper and then light it?
Set it on fire.
Yeah, and then knock on the door and they'd have to put it out with their foot.
I thought that was only Bart Simpson.
What ended up happening?
Did Bart steal that idea?
Nothing. She was just on a video walking out of court and they were doing the thing where they were chasing her down and she didn't talk. I think she had to get home to, she left the stove on with some
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. They're Brisbane as.
We haven't done Dumb Criminal for a while. Dumb Criminal. Thank you. And it's not a couple of blokes called Latrell and Jack.
My shoulders!
Yeah, no, sorry. His shoulders have come good. It's not those two. What it is, it was an interesting story from the Gold Coast.
A pair of would-be thieves have had their escape plans foiled after a man attempted to swim from the law. Live now to Abby Gearan. Abbey police are calling him and his accomplice the Gold Coast's dumbest criminals.
That is a big title. Like, that is much sought after, the dumbest criminal on the Gold Coast.
I think they have an award ceremony down there every year.
So
they get together, they vote.
They trim it down to about the top 1,000 and then they go to 400, then to the top 100. And they're nominating these two as the best of the best.
I thought Lofty was going to say his friends call him Ben Cousins for a sec there. He went for a little swim.
It's one of those incidents. But there's a couple of angles to these dumb criminals. First of all, they tried to rob a shop that wasn't actually functioning. And then, yes.
What do you mean? It was boarded up?
Well, you listen.
Our patients outlasted his attempt to swim in the river.
and he eventually gave up and came to the shore and he was arrested, as was the female.
Well, the dog's coming out. Stay there on the ground. On the ground, man. Stay on the ground now.
Okay, here we go. So a guy and his girlfriend, they're in their 40s too. Shouldn't dumb criminals have learnt by in their 40s that they're not going to get away with this? So they went to the jewellery store. So they obviously must have gone there a little bit in the past and gone, right, let's go and rob that one.
That's a good spot.
Yeah. Obviously the lease was up. The shop was boarded up. They broke into it anyway and went, oh, Jesus, where's all the jewellery?
Oh, it was empty.
Yes. And then...
There's nothing here. They'd taken it all, surprisingly.
And then, of course, the alarm went away. Whatever, and they're on the foot. They munched her. They got her very easily and munched her into the mud and rubbed her face. Anyway,
those dogs.
But him, yeah, the dogs were onto him. But he tried to start swimming. Now, if you think about swimming away from the cops, if you ever seen, you've seen the Commonwealth Games, like they're the greatest swimmers on earth. Yeah. And the coach on the side of the pool walks at the same pace. So really all cops have to do, as that cop said, was show a bit of patience. You're not going anywhere. It's impossible to outswim from somebody who's on land.
You want to really deter them? Mm. Speaking of swimming coaches, if you go for a swim to get away from the police, we'll chopper in Dean Boxall and he'll treat you like a fence.
Laurie Lawrence.
Oh, he can just scream at you.
Come on, son.
He can do the five on you for a couple of hours.
Unless you're Ben Cousins across the Swan River, do not try to swim away from the police.
Were you telling me in WA they have an inaugural or an annual Ben Cousins biathlon running and swimming now?
To celebrate his efforts. Get some Triple M breakfast wherever you can.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M. Triple M breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Remember we were talking to Will Davison yesterday about the new Gen 3...
Mustang coming out.
I think they're unveiling it. Well, he said he saw it yesterday and got it unveiled. I think they were actually driving
testing it today.
Interesting. But more interesting that you remembered that Rhianna Crean was his now wife. They work together because she's a pit...
She's a pit reporter, so she goes around interviewing them all in between.
Sticking a microphone where it's not wanted
in
pit lane.
They get great access, don't they, at the V8s?
No sport looks after the media better than V8s, than supercars, because they realise they've got to pay for that bum in that seat.
And no one has better access to Rhianna Crean than Daniel, because he follows her on Instagram and all the bikini shots she's been putting up. She's been sharing them.
She follows me for my bungee smuggler shots as well. It's a mutual exchange.
The big thing we were talking about yesterday was, working with your partner.
Hard to get away with too much bullshittery when your wife is there with a microphone in your face, brother.
Yeah, I don't get away with the cheesy one-liners with her. I've got to be on job.
That's how they met. So she was doing that and then they met and now they're married and she's still doing it. So now his wife is running up to him. If he's just stuck the car, a mic coming in through the window.
And it's her.
His wife's attached to the other end.
Which is nice if he wins because they get to celebrate together. Isn't that beautiful?
He doesn't win very often, though.
But he doesn't win
very often.
She's
often celebrating with other men.
And she's got to say to him, how disappointing was that?
Where did it all go wrong again today?
Mm. Where's Chaz Mostert? Can I talk to him
for a while? Am I going to have to guide you through your emotional wounds?
Is it obvious, everyone, that what we want to talk about is working with your partner, whether it's in a shop, whether it's in a factory.
Have you and Kath ever worked together?
No.
Did you just have a small nightmare then?
No.
You looked like you went to hell and back very quickly.
Thinking music was going through. No, not really, but we would. I used to cut out the toweling shorts when she was making them. I'd do the scissor work.
Do you work well together?
No.
I can't imagine that Corey and I would work well together. I always wanted to do, like the block or something like that. But we'd, no.
Yeah.
We can't drive together. Because I want to go one way and he wants to go the other. And when he's driving, I go, why did you go that way? Why wouldn't you have gone that way?
We do that too.
He's like, I'm driving. Here's just sit there and mind your business.
This is you on the block, ready? The show starts and then 3 minutes later, Scotty, we're out of money.
Can you imagine what it'd be like to wake up next to them in bed, get ready, go to work in the car?
It works for some people, though. Some people work really well together. 1-333-353.
Do you recommend it? Issues you've had? Or maybe it's been brilliant. Maybe you want to say you should do it.
Yeah. Mez from Kalanga. Good morning, Mez.
Good morning, guys. How are Mez. We?
Yeah, good. Mixing business and pleasure. Does it work?
Well, I met my husband working for a company and we dated for a few months and then they had a Christmas party and found out we were dating and I actually lost my job because the company we worked for had a no dating policy.
Why did you lose your job and he didn't?
because he had been there longer and I think he was a bit more valuable than
sexist.
Me. And I'd only just started. Yeah.
Hey, how did you hide that while you were at work? Did you never...
Just ignored each other?
Yeah, like normal.
Yeah, a little bit. I think we were just texting. I guess Think's phone was new and I didn't really have too much to do with him.
But what happened at the Christmas party that they found out? Did they see
you disabled toilet situation.
Yeah. Careful, Maz.
What happened?
If you can't tell us, don't worry.
We were making out in the back of a taxi, I think.
Oh, and someone said, did you see that? And you should have just said, yeah, that was just a Christmas party thing. Anyway.
Yeah.
Mez, you couldn't help yourself. You couldn't wait till you got a kilometre down the road before you started pashing. You had to do it immediately as you got in right out the front of the party.
Oh, they'd been ignoring each other all party.
Tension.
Secret.
Sexual tension.
It's building.
You need to get a cab with tinted windows next time, Mez. Thanks for the call, mate.
And not the boss. And not the bus in the front.
Okay. The bus in the front.
Hold on, hold on.
You are a ding dong. Come on. You're better than that. All right. That's enough of that. But look, if you don't have a partner, you don't have someone to pash in the back of a cab, triplem.com.au for triple maybe after the party.
Hang on a second.
Oh, have you got one more?
Dan from Griffin. Okay. Hello, Dan.
Very quickly, Dan. What's it like
working
with your partner?
Go.
No. I worked for a guy in Adelaide, so they were married.
Yeah.
The married couple got divorced. They still work together, but then the operations manager got with the wife.
Oh, that's really mixing business.
The ex-husband got put into a shipping container, so his office was in the shipping container.
Oh, he didn't get locked in there, Dan.
So the operations manager and the wife were in the main office.
Oh, my God, that's brilliant. How long did that last for, Dan, or it was still going when you left?
It was still going when I left, but it'd been going on for a little while.
Oh, can you imagine the humiliation?
So he's in a shipping container. Did he have a little window in his shipping container, like a porthole, just to look out in the office?
The operation
his
manager.
His wife operating his wife.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
We missed this story yesterday. Yeah. New South Wales fisherman, he's the bloke who was filling up his boat but didn't realise he was pouring the actual nozzle from the bowser was going straight into the rod holder and not into the petrol tank.
Filling up the bottom of his boat.
$536 bucks worth of fuel
so just to
in
explain
the rod holder.
To people who don't. The rod holder doesn't mean anything to them. Is it a piece of PVC that sits on the side of your boat?
Well, it's about the same size. Everyone knows how to fill their car up, okay? Yes. And you know what size that gap, that
hole is.
That hole is. And the rod holder just happens to be
around the same size.
But
it's for your fishing rod.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it goes nowhere.
While you're travelling or you're trolling or whatever, whereas the rod holder has a little bowser. This guy obviously didn't know. So it's an inboard motor. Have you got audio?
Yeah, let's have a listen.
How's your back?
Roll your car forward and roll the back forward.
Don't make this mistake ever. They put 231 litres. They thought this was the petrol.
231 litres. At what stage do you know how much fuel? Because it was going straight down through the boat onto the thing. Then they had to hose it away.
Decent-sized boat, though. So he's probably just standing there looking at it tick over, thinking, oh, it probably takes, what, 200-300 litres a boat?
But it's ticked up to $536.
Which means petrol's like $2 something.
Listen, if you want to see some stuff-ups, you hang around servos and those bowsers. I'll put my hand up for one. All right. So jet ski one day, 3-4 years ago, we had a jet ski. We had it for a few years. I filled the jet ski first with unleaded. I then went to the old ute I had and I just thought, I'll top it up because I was headed to the Gold Coast.
You didn't swap things.
Didn't even think about it. Went inside, paid. I'm in Brisbane, okay, at this stage. I drive to the Gold Coast, not a problem.
In a diesel ute. With now unleaded in it.
Only because I had, the bloke said, thank God you had more than half a tank of diesel in that. I just topped it up.
Because it took the diesel from the bottom.
It took the diesel.
The petrol wouldn't have permeated the diesel.
Got to the Gold Coast, so 90, 80 Ks, whatever. Got to the Gold Coast, stopped the car, tried to start it again.
Wouldn't
and it
start.
Wouldn't start. I went, what? oh, my God. And I backtracked in my mind to putting unleaded
so
in.
So would you siphon it out?
Nah, got it to a guy down the servo. This is like 3 days before Christmas. A mechanic went to his place, said, yeah, I'll drain it. And then nothing had got, no unleaded had got into
the good thing
of the
about with unleaded fuel hole, your diesel won't, a diesel
that's
stick
right.
won't fit in
won't
it.
Fit
so
in
you
it.
Never really have that issue. It's always unleaded into diesel.
Is that the bad? Because obviously diesel engines don't have spark plugs. It just combusts under the pressure. Right. Is
Whereas
that
if
worse,
you put diesel into a petrol, that's not good.
Someone might be able to tell us that. But do you know there's actually a guy running around now? I think he's calling himself the fuel doctor.
Fuel doctor, yeah.
I think they've got more than one car too. They're going around fixing up this stuff up on a daily basis.
I've
actually,
had a
ring us if you're
it.
The fuel doctor.
She was the same. She drives a Land Cruiser. Yeah. She put petrol into a diesel and I think it ended up being okay. They could dump it and, you know, refill
mine ended
it and
up
move on.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you? You'd start, by the way, if it hadn't got into the engine or it a little bit got in.
I think a little bit must have got in there, etc. But he said, no problem. It only cost me $500 to fix, but I've heard engines completely can wipe out an engine.
Why don't you give us a call? I banned my wife from filling up any cars. Because,
what do you mean?
Well, we've got one diesel, one unleaded now. We've been doing that for the last few years. And she's actually requested, please, can you just do the cars? Because I know that I will eventually stuff this
Read
up.
The cap. It's on, you know, when you open that little flap on the fuel thing, it says
I know.
What petrol.
But you've got a one-year-old screaming at you that wants a cracker. There's a three-year-old that's just run out onto the bloody road. It's just life is annoying.
Keep your kids strapped in the car.
Permanently.
Ever.
1-3-3-5-3.
What do you want, Bowser stuff up?
Yeah, what have you seen at the servo? But maybe you've got some info on putting diesel into unleaded, vice versa. If anything's piqued your interest here we go. We're calling in now.
Or have you ever seen anyone do this into the rod holders? Apparently it happens all the time.
That was a lot of petrol just flowing out the back of the boat.
Also, are you allowed to just hose that off down into the stormwater? Maybe you know about that.
I wouldn't think so.
Is it stormwater?
Well, exactly. I don't know. 1-3-3-5-3 if you want to get involved.
Yes.
Or text us 0484101045.
I've never seen it happen. Maybe Christy from Springfield has. Good morning.
Good morning.
Worked in a servo for 16 years, I hear, Christy.
Years.
You would have seen a lot.
I have seen a lot. The main one is, you know how you're saying before that you couldn't possibly put a diesel into an unleaded?
Well, because the nozzle's so big and the hole is so small, surely.
Yeah, surely. But before diesel cars were a thing, I actually served a customer once. It took a while to figure out that she actually did put diesel into her little unleaded car.
Yeah.
And when I asked her, like, how did you do this? She's like, oh, it didn't fit. So I just kind of had it sitting at the edge and just went really slow.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Christy, how many drive-offs did you have a day while you were working at the servo? Is there one a day without paying?
It depends where you are. Places like out at the airport used to have a lot.
Rentals.
Hire cars.
People putting petrol in rentals.
Yeah, rentals and people just thinking that it's very, very busy. So they just, you know, nick off without paying. But thankfully with the influx of all those number plate reading cameras.
You can't get away with it. Yeah.
You can't get
away
with it.
Christy, just going back to what Marto said a second ago, have you ever seen anyone crash into a Bowser?
Do they explode? What happened?
Like a movie?
I've seen people reverse into the Bowsers. Thankfully, if you're paying attention, you just, you know, you get the emergency stop and it's not too bad. There's only a little bit of spillage. But nothing, I've not seen anything explode.
So you've got a button inside, Christy, that you can stop the petrol Bowser from producing petrol.
Yeah, we've got an emergency stop button inside that shuts off fuel to every single Bowser.
Because the Bowsers are in the ground. They're not in the...
The tanks are in the ground.
The tanks are in the ground. They're not in the Bowser thing.
No, Each Bowser has its own motor.
Christy, what happens if you... did you ever have a boat, anyone pour that much fuel? What was it? 231 litres into their rod holder?
No, I just listening to that, I'm going to have a look at the footage because I can't believe
how you keep
that
doing
the
it.
Operator didn't see it.
Christy, it was like a bath. The boat was like a bath full of fuel
and
then it was
like leaking
out the bottom. Yeah, and then Christy, they just
hosed
it.
Did he not have his bungs
in?
It looked like they just hosed it away. What are you meant to do if you spill that much fuel? Is there a procedure?
I think there's procedures, aren't there, Christy?
Definitely. Was the fire brigade there? Because usually if you're anything like that size, you call the fire brigade immediately.
It looked like a pretty loose,
it might have been
loose operation.
Yeah.
Christy, thank you for the chat, mate. Appreciate that. Let's
nothing a match wouldn't fix, I suppose.
Let's don't listen to Marto's advice ever.
Yeah, don't be embarrassed. Dob yourself in 0484101045 or 1-3-5-3. If you accidentally put the wrong petrol in, tell us what happened.
Yeah. What happened to the servo? Let's keep this going a little bit later on. But Christy, for calling up. Let's give you a voucher to Time Zone for $200 if you don't mind.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Christy. Motto, Margo and Dan on Triple M. It's the first Tuesday of the month, and that means, it never used to mean much at all, but now it means on the first Tuesday the RBA meets every time. Mm. For years there was nothing changed about our interest rates, but lately there's been all sorts of problems, and this is what they're predicting for this afternoon.
I think we'll start to see a tone shift from the RBA that shows more urgency and a need to get the cash rate up to around 4%.
Okay, if anyone needs any explanation, the RBA is the Reserve Bank of Australia, and they set the interest rates for Australia and then the banks to add a little bit so they can, they need to make some money.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. What's the difference between interest rate, cash rate? So when they're saying cash rate up to 4%, isn't it already on its way there?
The RBA since sets their mark, and it'll appear that it'll only be around 3%, but the bank will add a little bit more.
Yeah,
the bank will always be higher.
Yeah, that's the value banks can borrow money from each other.
Uh-huh.
They can lend money to each other and the money can slosh around behind the scenes. Then they add their little grab on top, which is another 1.5%.
Okay.
So then they make a profit.
Now, you know why the Reserve Bank do it, and I don't want to go deep into economics, the Reserve Bank do it is to slow down everyone spending money. Inflation's running at 8%. Which is the Reserve Bank's major worry. They can't let things get escalate out of control like they do in South American countries and stuff.
That's worse.
And our nation would go broke. Yeah. So their way of doing it is to put pressure on us by raising the interest rates, and that stops people spending, stops kids going out and buying a $20 breakfast, stops them going and buying a $25 cocktail. It slows, I'm not just saying kids, stops everyone. And the simple fact is they've been going up by 0.25%, by 0.25%, by 0.25%. They reckon today could hit.
That could mean not just 0.25% higher tomorrow, but as much as 0.5%.
Okay, are you ready? This is when things are going to get really serious really quickly in the next few months, okay? Because, all right, do the maths on this.
A borrower with a $750,000 loan will be paying more than $1,400 extra in repayments each month. That's almost $17,500 more in a year.
Where are you supposed to get that from? And this is... this is extraordinary. In the last year, anyone who's had a mortgage knows it's gone up. How are you supposed
fastest in history.
How are you supposed to find $17,500 a year extra?
I mean, you can trim back on spending, but $1,700 a month in frivolities is a lot to anyone.
Listen, here's Amy from Runcorn. Here's a perfect example. I was paying $430 a week renting last year before buying a home because everyone would have said, dead money, rent money. I bought a very basic house for $750,000. Repayment stay at $1,200 a fortnight. They are now $1,900 per fortnight.
And will continue to go up again.
That's it. That's
an extra $350 a week. Yeah. So that's an extra $15,000-$16,000 a year.
Amy's saying it's killing her. She's never been more stressed and miserable by a house, they said.
Righto. 133353. All I want to know is how are you doing it? Help the other Triple M's. Is there a way? My old man always had a second job. He drove trucks in the week, and then he drove a bus drove tour buses on the weekend. I would think that a lot of our parents had two jobs. We didn't expect everything just to fall into our laps. Is this what's going on now?
Our parents didn't spend like we spend.
That's
either.
Right.
I think social media has a lot to play. People are trying to keep up with everybody else on social media, as opposed to, Dan, we were talking about it, just the people that you were exposed to in your community.
In your neighbourhood.
At your school, in your neighbourhood.
You're looking at up with the Joneses, now you got to keep up with the whole internet.
Or now you're keeping up with the Kardashians, which is the name of their show, and you're like, I don't have a private jet. Is there something wrong with me?
Hey, there's going to be real trouble in the next 6 months. People are going to be hurting really badly. Can anyone give us some tips?
How are you doing it? Matt from Fernie Hills, 133353. How are you doing it?
Morning, everyone. How are you?
It hurts, doesn't it, Matty?
Yeah, my wife and I decided that ultimately we just can't afford to have kids, so we've decided not to become parents.
Oh, that's a big life sacrifice, Matt.
Yeah.
How do you come to that decision?
Well, affording the mortgage on one wage. My wife's a lawyer, so she's on a fair wicket, and I'm a teacher, so, we're not paid the worst amount of money, but, I mean... How or why would you bring in a child in these circumstances? I think it's just not ideal.
Have you thought about, is there an option to lessen your lifestyle, maybe your overheads, your expenses, so that you can afford kids, but it's still not an option?
No, it's not. I mean, like, we were in the lucky position where we could do some renovations last year, and we had to refinance. But since that original time, our mortgage has doubled in a weekly.
That's right. Like,
yeah, so, I mean, we could probably still do it, but it just means that you just have to give up literally everything. And what's the point of having a house if you don't have a life outside it? I mean, like, it's just...
Matt, don't say no to kids forever, but at the moment, yes, they are bloody expensive. It's a decent idea from you.
What are some of the things, lifestyle-wise, that you've had? Do you eat out less? Do you budget when you're going shopping? Meal planning? Are they sorts of things that you've had to do?
We've had a lot of the online streaming services cut. Like, we used to have, like...
Subscriptions,
everything, and that's been stripped, and then... I'm almost resorting to starting an OnlyFans page just to make ends meet.
A lot of talk about
you
that.
You and me both, Matt.
Yeah, I'll sign up to that for you, Matty.
I wonder if drinking and smoking, gambling, all those things would have to be down, surely. And if you're not giving those up in choosing not to have children,
makes me a bit sad, actually, hearing that people don't have kids because of this.
That was extreme. Yeah,
think long and hard about that, Matty, but sorry to hear your situation.
There's plenty of kids around. You can always adopt later on.
There's so many kids that need
foster.
Adopting.
Chris from Tagum, what are you guys doing to get through all this?
Well, I recently bought my own place not so long ago, so I haven't felt the grunt of it yet, but I've learnt to sort of go back to my parents maybe once a week to buy food. Well, no, so have dinner there.
Have dinner there. So you don't have to spend...
You said buy, Chris. You mean steal food from your parents.
Yeah, steal food,
that's
right.
The one you meant.
Are you getting mum to do the washing as well, Chris, so you don't have to use water, electricity, power?
No, I'll do that all myself. I've got to learn eventually.
Learn eventually.
How old are you, Chris?
How old are you, Chris?
I'm not telling you that.
No, he's 38. Motto, Margo and Dan, you can listen in the car or wherever you
can. Triple M Breakfast with Motto, Margo and Dan. A lot of people are stuck in traffic travelling northbound this morning with that accident at Springwood there. But if you're heading southbound and you're heading to the Gold Coast, it'd be good to know this.
The Gold Coast is known, of course, for a lot of things, including its sun, its surf and its sand. But it's now also been recognised as one of the most welcoming cities in the entire world.
What about that? Most welcoming cities in the entire world. I would assume
In what way?
They're talking about those lights on the M1, probably, those crap lights that face the wrong way that no one can read.
It is exciting when you first see the sea there, if you're coming down Smith Street or whatever, go, oh, we're at the Gold.
They say the people are really friendly down there. Everyone's there to have a good time. The lifestyle creates a happy atmosphere because everyone's having a good time. They're out exercising. They're out enjoying the beach. They're surfing.
Bikies are selling drugs.
I think they do that everywhere. Tom Tate was relatively pleased, but he has come under a little bit of controversy for maybe not being so welcoming.
Welcome to countries for ceremonial matters the council deals with, whether it's citizenship, Australia Day, etc. And we'll do that.
If you could understand what he was saying. He's come under some controversy because he said we're not going to be doing a welcome to country ahead of each council meeting.
It's overdone. The whole welcome to country is completely overdone.
It has a place. It's for ceremonies. It's the citizenships. It's for Australia Day. It's for events.
Good on him for having the courage to say
this. We do the acknowledgement. We have somebody who does the acknowledgement. We do the welcome to country, but we don't need to do it before every council meeting, and then other councils are like, you have to be inclusive.
Do you have to sing the Australian National Anthem at every bloody meeting you do as well? In America, they sing it before every bloody sports game, and that's when they get into trouble. When someone takes a knee, people start saying, well,
it's not political.
Why are we doing this? You're making it political by getting their bloody anthem in there.
But why do you have to do the anthem before when only club teams are playing? If your nation is playing, play the national anthem. Queensland, New South Wales, they shouldn't play an anthem before that. It's got nothing to do with Queensland and New South Wales.
Well, he was saying that the anthem is good enough because they play the anthem before every council meeting
Why?
Is this not the most rubbish anthem?
Why do they do that?
What they should do, Marto, is scrap both of them and this instead.
Now we're talking.
Like the Formula One.
Gold Coast 500.
The Red Bull Formula One car.
Now That's an anthem.
That's a V8 playing our national anthem.
It does sound a little bit like Tom Tate's voice.
I can't tell the difference.
Oh, wow. That is our national anthem. I'm happy
it
now.
It should be. I'm okay with it.
Mecca Recruitment have staff for construction and manufacturing industries right now. Hassle-free, work ready. Mecca. Right people, right place, right time. MeccaRecruitment.com.au.
That's right, Brisbane's biggest and best singles party. It's going to be at Finn McCool's, which is Brisbane's best Irish pub. It takes over Brunswick Street Mall in Fortitude Valley. We're going to be taking over it for Triple M's Tradie for a Lady. Register triplem.com.au on the win page. And be like Adam in Camp Hill, who we've spoken to before. Five children and a wife. He's never forgiven us. How about Emma in Everton Park?
Well, we received...
Hello.
Hello, Emma. How are you?
Yeah. Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. We received your submission online and we're so glad that you can join us or want to join us because you haven't really had much luck online when it comes to online dating. Tell us a little bit about some of the, unfortunate instances you've had perhaps online.
I just find it really hard to connect with people online. Need something in person to make that connection.
It's always, meeting new people is always awkward. Now, if you're coming to Tradie for a Lady, how have you put any thought into how you'd approach it? Going, you'll probably be with a friend and there'll be guys there with their wingman, etc. How are you going to approach them?
Just try and be friendly and, I haven't really thought about it, honestly. I didn't think I'd make it through.
You do like dogs, Emma. The picture that you've sent through with your submission is you with a puppy. Is that your puppy?
It's not. It's my sister's puppy.
Okay.
But I do have a dog. Stunt it's puppy. Just very old.
We've heard of catfishing online, Emma, where you put up a picture that isn't you. This is technically dog fishing, I'd say, where you borrow a dog to cuten up your picture. Yeah. Are you proud of yourself, Emma?
Oh, look, I mean, I do see that dog a lot, so I could definitely bring it to date.
What are you looking for?
I'm just looking for someone who's easygoing, someone who has some emotional intelligence. Yeah, just someone who can have a laugh and is laid back.
Sense of humour, Emma, always good to have. Do you go the sense of humour over the looks? Like if he's not necessarily typically your type, but he's got a good sense of humour, is that something that you would make allowances for? Or do you have to have that physical attraction straight up?
Yeah, no, I'd definitely take sense of humour over looks.
Because looks fade, as we know. But, you want someone that can make you laugh for the rest of your life.
Emma, a lot of our blokes listening are missing teeth and fingers.
No.
Do we need 10 fingers and all? The teeth or is, I mean, I'm missing a couple of teeth. Marto as well is missing some.
Marto's got new teeth.
Yeah. Do you mind on, do we need to be a complete human essentially?
What's a definite no-go?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe missing teeth would be a no.
Yeah. The ones up the back, Emma, you don't see.
We don't use them.
They're good for chewing steak.
What's your policy on bearded and tattooed men?
Oh, I don't really like beards, but I'd take tattoos, but not really beards.
So tattoos over beard and must have teeth.
Yes. At least a nice smile where I can see it.
What? Oh, is that the thing? It's the visual. You never got a bad dose of pash rash off a bearded man.
Lady never tells.
Okay, that's fair enough.
All right, well, blokes, you know what she's into. If you like the sound of that, triplem.com.au.
Be careful. Be careful, Emma. I know a lot of comedians and they're very sad people. They're hiding something. Yeah, be careful.
You'll end up having to do a psychology degree, Emma, to get together with one of them.
We're looking forward to seeing you.
Emma sounds sweet as.
We love you, Emma. We'll see you there.
Sounds good. See you there.
All right, mate. TripleM.com.au on the win page. It's Triple M's Tradie for a Lady. Get registering. The party's not far away. It's Triple M's Month of Love. Marto, Margo and Dan.